This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning to you. On the day of the home opener, show to Cameron, Sean Ritchie. I got the uniform on, kind of silly, but love the Phils, my man. Love them. And you can see our show on YouTube. I can't dance like Michael Jackson.
No one can dance like Michael Jackson.
I can't hit like Bryce Harper, but I can hit better than Jack Fritz. Good morning.
No.
And thank you for joining me.
What makes you think that?
I mean, I hope to find out.
Now, Jack Fritz was a college baseball player.
Yeah, I'm less confident in baseball. I've told you my strategy. I got to win basketball and tennis and then win one of the other three sports. If I do that...
Didn't Jack play tennis in high school?
I don't know. He says he's very good, but he also says he struggles to serve, so go figure. I mean, James, you got to admit that. Like, I struggle to serve thing. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're going to beat me in tennis. Sure. Okay. All right. He's like, yeah, I'm really good, except I struggle to serve.
He struggled to serve. Like,
you know.
So I mean, I'm just saying, he said it.
You'll beat him.
He said it.
You're just grabbing onto the one thing you might, maybe, possibly could maybe have a chance.
That's like Taiwan Walker. I'm a good player, but I struggle to pitch.
But don't you?
Thanks, Taiwan.
Don't you see how?
He didn't say that, by the way. That's just a hammer ease.
What's the
word I'm looking for?
I think that's appropriate.
Hammerlees.
Don't you sense that you're sort of grasping at straws
yes.
now?
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
So you actually feel that?
Well, I know everyone says I stink and I can't win, so I'm aware of the fact that people doubt.
Well, now you sound like you're a victim.
I don't know. By the end, I'll probably talk Jack up the way Lou Holtz used to talk up his opponents.
Oh no!
Remember those
little
days?
Sisters of the poor.
You know,
so
we just hope we can hang in there against the Little Sisters of the Poor. They're
so insincere.
They're an incredible football team, and I just hope the Fighting Irish can hang in there. By the way, speaking of college sports, to the Penn State alums, congrats! Penn State into the Frozen Four.
Nice.
That's what we got in hockey these days. We got Penn State. James, true or false? Penn State would beat the Flyers.
Maybe. Mm. Yeah.
That's a maybe.
Sure,
yeah. It's a maybe.
It's possible, sure.
It's a maybe. All right, let's go to the phones. Your reaction, obviously, to the Phils opening weekend series. And then, obviously, the home opener today. Rain is in the forecast, scheduled for around 5 o'clock. The tush-push thing, does it worry you? It should, because it has been an advantage, and there's legit talk that it could go. From ESPN.com, here's their big report yesterday. They say the Green Bay Packers, I'm reading right from it, the Green Bay Packers' proposal to ban the tush-push has support within the competition committee, a source with direct knowledge told ESPN on Sunday. Although another source with direct knowledge of competition committee thinking said the proposal would be, quote, hotly contested among the coaches, general managers, and owners as they gather for league meetings this week. Okay. I don't know, man. We'll see.
I mean, can I just tell you what a hypocrite Sean McDermott is?
Because he used it.
Four times in the AFC Championship game and went 0-4.
I know.
You know, so and now you weren't concerned about Josh Allen's safety when you were trying to win a championship game. But now, oh my God, I'm trying to protect it. I mean, total hypocrite.
All right, let me ask you this, though, Rhea.
Yeah.
But the neutral zone trap 30 years ago in hockey, didn't you think it was bad for hockey?
But that was the entire game.
It was the entire game. You're right.
I mean, you know, and it was.
The change here is they are suggesting that you have to wait to push.
Yes.
It's not that big a deal.
I'm going to throw another one at you.
Hold on. Idea that it's getting banned, that's not what we're talking about,
well,
right?
Well, it depends on how they word the ban.
I feel like there are conflicting reports here.
There are.
The report is that the Miami Dolphins are fighting.
Packers.
Green Bay Packers are fighting against the concept that you can push the quarterback's butt right away.
Immediately is the word. I think the Packers made a mistake.
So
with how they presented this.
If you want to get this thing out of football, don't say you got to wait to push his butt.
Well, I think they made multiple. I think they made multiple mistakes with what they submitted to the league. Now maybe the competition committee has leeway to broaden beyond the scope of what the Packers submitted. Here's what they submitted, John, and I think they made multiple mistakes. Quote, to prohibit an offensive player from pushing a teammate who was lined up directly behind the snapper. So the quarterback's lined up. I'm sorry. I got it. Now, that's not a mistake. So you're saying you can't push the quarterback who's lined up directly behind the snapper. I thought they were saying if Goddard's lined up directly behind Hurts, which he never is. My fault. But then they say, and receives the snap, quote, immediately at the snap. Goddard never pushed Hurts immediately. It was always a little bit of a delay. I don't know. I don't know if the competition committee has leeway on that or not. By the way, John DiBella, the great John DiBella, will bless the balls getting us ready for the start of the Phillies home season as the Phillies obviously play today and, you know, 2-1 coming home from Washington, hopefully get a W today. Christopher Sanchez on the mound. But more important than today is the season. As Richie said, hopefully the fourth time is the charm, and hopefully with DiBella back with us again. He did it last year, but this year we're a little more geared up. This year we feel a little better about it. DiBella will bless the balls coming up in about 5 minutes. Go to the phones. Let's talk to Mick right now. Mick. Good morning, Mick.
Hey.
How are you?
First of all, no flags. No wild card flags, but not the Mets.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm getting angry as I'm listening to you. I had so much to say, but Sean McDermott, wasn't he in some capacity under Jim Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, all these organizations that pride themselves on physicality are trying to ban a play that involves physicality. You know, these guys are just a bunch of sissies.
But it doesn't look like a football play, Mick. It does look like rugby. That's my biggest argument why I think it should go, even though I know it's bad for the Eagles.
Yeah, but it's not rugby. I mean, it's just it's evolved football.
But it's like rugby. It is.
Well, you can say the entire game of football is like rugby.
You can. Are we going to change kicking?
Are we going to change those things? You know, I just think it's. I don't think it's going to pass.
Well, I don't either. I think it stays because for the side that wants it out to actually get 24 votes, three quarters of the league. I mean, it felt like this thing had no momentum. And now all of a sudden it's got some, but are they really going to get three quarters of people to vote, you know, the tush push out? Probably not.
And I wouldn't trust that Fethnikoot John Gannon to back up Nick Sirianni in this case.
That's actually pretty funny.
You know, I mean, he stabbed us in the back end of the Super Bowl. I don't see him doing any favors for us.
He owes us.
He does. Yeah, we could say it like that, I guess, if we present it like that.
I would, so wouldn't you?
Get away with it.
Mick, give me an answer. A body part that's in a phrase or a title. You can win the Chris Brown tickets.
Okay, you don't know your ass from third base.
Oh, that's another one. I don't think that's the right end of it, though.
I thought it was elbow.
Yeah.
Right?
I think there's several.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but I got to ding them because elbow is the much more common.
Yeah.
I mean, at third base, I never heard that one before. Come on. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. Big V, good morning.
Hey, what's going on? Great show this morning.
Thanks, Big V.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, you know, banning the tush push is just basically saying that this team's got something we can't stop, so we're going to regulate against it. Which, I mean, the tush push was the greatest innovation since Newt Rockne revolutionized the forward pass. So know, you're going to now kill somebody for being a creative genius? Cut it out.
Well, for what it's worth, Big V, there have been times before where sports have done that. And then they brought it back. The dunk was outlawed. It was brought back.
The dunk was outlawed?
The dunk was outlawed.
What year was this?
It was either college or the pros or both. There were times when you couldn't dunk. Obviously, the neutral zone trap was outlawed. 3 seconds in the lane, you're not allowed to stand there for three or more seconds, either on offense or defense.
Holy cow. From 1967 to 76, you couldn't dunk in college basketball.
Yeah. That's why Bill Walton, that's why Bill Walton always had to lay it up. Couldn't dunk the ball.
I had no idea. And the ban was largely attributed to Kareem.
Yeah, I mean, and look, all sorts of rules were changed because of Wilt. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, Big V. I'm just saying it has happened before. The one with I just don't think the tush push looks like a football play. And I'm telling you, the worst case scenario for the NFL is if all the teams that don't have a Jalen Hurts at quarterback start using a tight end, and now it's just let's have two or three snaps a game to a tight end. That's not good for pro football. It's not. And that could happen.
What? It's a change. It's variety. You snap to your tight end 3 times in a game, and you think it's detrimental to the sport
of
football?
Yes, they don't. The networks do not want the ball snapped to Travis Kelce instead of Patrick Mahomes. They don't. They don't want that.
Well, why?
Because Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, and they want the ball in his hands. And look,
it's 3 times a game. Yeah. I do think it's interesting. It's variety. It's change. I support the idea of having a unique look, which is what that is.
Well, it's not going to be
some creativity.
Yeah, but it's not going to be so unique if all the teams do it with a different position.
And then the defense, right? And then you've got strategy that'll play in.
We'll see. Hey, Big V, I got to get to John DiBella here, my man. Give me an answer. What is a phrase or title that's got a body part in it?
You're a pain in the.
Oh yeah, pain in the ass. That's another good one.
Yeah, that's a pretty straight up chalk.
That's a really good one.
Strong answer.
That could win, John.
Yeah, you're right.
Pain in the ass is pretty good. Let's talk to someone who was never a pain in the ass. He's a Philadelphia radio legend, retired, I guess, about 18 months ago or so, something like that. And John DiBella has moved to Nashville, where he is in retirement, a well-earned retirement. But let's be real, guys. He entertained us for decades, multiple stations here throughout the Delaware Valley. Big Phillies fan. Every year would annually bless the balls. A couple times it worked. Well, at least in 08 it worked. I don't think that DiBella is blessing the balls in 80. But in 08 it worked. And we welcome radio legend, blesser of the balls, Mr. John DiBella. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Super.
How are you, John? How's life, man?
Life is good. Life is good. I mean, the hardest part of living in Nashville is having to live in Central Time, when everyone you know is an hour behind you.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just weird. I mean, who watches network news at 5:30 at night?
That's so true. Mm. Are you, John, all jokes aside, are you happy in retirement?
Yes, I am. I mean, this is a great place to retire. I'm enjoying. I've finally built the wood shop of my dreams, so that's where I spend most of my time, and it keeps my wife very happy because I'm not in the house.
Cool.
And by the way, when I said all jokes aside, now let's get back on regularly scheduled program and get the jokes in here, because I mean that's your forte, man. I mean, you got that quick witted thing. I only wish I had the quick witted humor like you have.
Yeah.
And the laugh and the mustache. Seltzer, the mustache. The Bella mustache, you kidding
me? It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
You could never rock it.
Now, John, with that said, I mean, we went to you for the blessing of the balls last year, and they won one playoff game. I mean, we need better this year, my man.
Well, you know what? I think last year I went into far too much detail, and it went on far too long. God is a very, very busy deity, and he doesn't have time to hear, you know, a two-page prayer.
Okay.
So I cut it down to one.
I like that. Now, I understand that John Brazier has gotten, there's a photograph that's made its way to you.
Yes, it's in front of me now.
Of the balls. I mean, these balls are going to be used today on opening day, and we hope to help lead the Phillies to glory. So, now, John, when did the blessing of the balls begin? Was it as far back as 08? Because after I said that, I thought, maybe it happened after that. When did you start this tradition?
Oh, no. It started before 08.
Good.
It started before 08. So yeah, we got one.
Okay. Hey, listen. We'll take that. We'll take another one if possible.
Right. All right. All I want this season is I don't want a week off in between playoff games, or in between the playoffs and the World Series or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. That week off killed the team last year.
We've talked a lot about that. It was a problem.
It's all our momentum.
Yeah.
So, right. And as far as the tush push is concerned.
Yes, sir.
Right. Just to clarify, first off, the brotherly shove was a much better name. Right. And secondly, if you can't do it, don't cry.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people crying. I'm on the wrong side of this, according to the Delaware Valley, John, because I actually think it should go, but people think I'm, you know, it's crazy talk here.
It does look like rugby, but hey, you know what? You know, so,
yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
Gives us a major advantage. It's part of why we won the Super Bowl. It right. really is.
It is.
It's part of why we won the Super Bowl, and now you want to do away with it.
Well, it's not, you know, I want to from an Eagles standpoint, but I just don't think it's...
But you know, it'll make it harder for us to win.
I know. Well, I'll give you an example. Ray, you'll remember this one. Remember Garth Snow used to have...
Oh, the big shoulder pads.
The big shoulder pads with the block on top of his shoulder.
It was ridiculous.
And it was like, that's great for the Flyers, but I can understand them getting rid of it. It was, James, it was outrageous.
It was outrageous, yes.
I mean, the puck would hit the wood thing above his shoulder and just deflect back on the ice. And, you know, I could say as a Flyers fan, I'm glad the puck hit the wood, you know, but at the same time, and you never want the puck to hit the wood.
It was one of the most silly things you've ever seen.
It really was. All right, so, John, we have some music we'd like to play for your blessing of the balls.
I think we might have been missing that last year. Maybe that's why we didn't get
I like it. All right, are you ready, sir?
We had the full theater.
All right, are you ready to crank up the blessing of the balls?
I am indeed.
John DiBella, sir, the floor is yours. Sermonize.
Dear God, on this opening day, we pray for your help once again. After 6 long months of waiting, baseball has returned. The disappointment of last year has grown into new hope for the season ahead. I know you blessed us with an Eagles winning the Super Bowl, and we are grateful for it. But you have graced many cities with a Super Bowl and a World Series win within the same year. The Steelers and the Pirates in 79. The Giants and the Mets in 86, and that really hurt Philadelphia. And then the Pirates and the Red Sox in 2004, a city with fans far more obnoxious than we have ever been. It has been 21 years since you last performed this miracle, and we beseech you to grace us with it this year. We have waited 17 years for a World Series win, and time again we have come close, but no win, just disappointment. Our boys work hard and love the fans as much as the fans love them. So we beg you for this miracle of miracles. For there isn't a fan in this city who will not be praying to you throughout the season. Dear Lord, make our bats hard and our balls sore. Let me clarify, that's S-O-A-R, not S-O-R-E. And bring to us the year of years, the season of seasons, which is why we ask you to bless our balls once again.
Oh, John, sir, thank you very much.
That was outstanding.
The sore balls and all.
May our balls sore.
That's so good. Oh, John, you're the best radio legend, John DiBella. Listen, DiBella, I got to tell you, man, I think this could be the year. I mean, Richie told us last, John, fourth time's the charm?
Fourth time is, you know. Yeah, fourth time is the charm. I thought that was artistic,
it was.
John. That was above all. That was your greatest sermonization of the start of the season that we've witnessed personally.
Now, John, were you more in priest mode, you know, reverend mode, rabbi mode, like, or was this non-denominational?
Mm-hmm.
I'm more. I would put me in a more Christian mode.
Yeah,
right?
That makes sense. I felt that.
Other. I mean, you know,
I felt that. Strongly.
In that prayer, there was, you know,
spirit.
an easy 12 years of Catholic school pain.
That's great. Well, John, you know, we're going to bring you back every year, particularly if, you know, they win the World Series this year. We are hoping, and I loved the theme, because we have touched on this a couple times, how cool it would be to have two titles in the same year. It's never happened in Philadelphia sports.
Well, it's only happened four times. There was one that happened in 39, but who the hell cares what happened in sports in 39?
It's so true. So true. Hey, John, enjoy retirement in Nashville. I Listen, we loved growing, I mean, for me, growing up, listening to you, obviously, and just wish you all the best, my man. And we hope to talk to you in 365 days and the Phils to have a third championship in their back pocket.
Well, I hope so as well. And before I go, once again, like last year, let me just take a moment and say, hi, Rhea.
Hey, John, how are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am jealous of you retired and having fun down in Nashville.
I have to tell you, I was cursing you guys for making me get up. It's been a year, almost 2 years since I had to get up in the dark.
Yeah. All right, John, stay well, man. We'll be touching base with you. Thanks, John. And enjoy the season from down there.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You got it. There he is, John DiBella.
It's become a popular spot. I know a couple people have moved to Nashville.
Leslie Goodell moved down there.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
I saw a photo of her, Leslie DiBella and Brazier hanging out a couple weeks ago.
What a crew.
That's a crew that can get after it.